that's the sound of my day starting. Yes, my coffee bubbling and BBC Radio 7, which isn't a bad way to start the day. I'm avoiding Radio 4 at the moment. I'm kind of taking some time off the news. But BBC 7's great. Lots of drama and books to be read to you. Very comforting. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs, and it's, I don't know what day it is. It's Monday, I think it's the 13th of April, and I've got my ninth micro podcast for you. Last week I was talking about the books that have inspired me as an artist, and today I just want to do a quick roundup of some of the books that people have written in and told me about, some of which I know and some of which I don't, so it's been very interesting. I've picked five. Well, four actually, and I'm throwing one of my own in. Firstly, Kimberly, who lives in New Zealand, reminded me about a book that I was given at Christmas actually, which I've not read properly, but kind of looked through and enjoyed. It's Kerry Smith's "How to Be an Explorer of the World: Portable Life Museum." I love Kerry Smith's work, and I'm actually going to be talking about her later on this week. But her "How to Be an Explorer" book, it's a beautiful book to hold and to look at, and it's kind of about discovering the joy of life, finding things to look at and record everywhere around you. And I think I read on her website actually before I had the book about how she was ill in bed one day, and was just kind of finding things within her immediate vicinity to be excited about. So yes, great book. I'm going to have to move through these quite quickly. Next, Jacqueline Smith, who I think is in London, actually, told me about The Sound of Paper. I talked about Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way and her walking in this world on Thursday, I think. The Sound of Paper is a slightly newer book. It's a book of short essays, each followed by a simple exercise to do. And it's really about kind of refocusing your creativity. And again, a lovely book because it's short, because the essays are short, it's something you can just pick up for a little bit of quick inspiration. I like to kind of just open it and read a quick chapter. Okay, next, Rhiannon in Scotland, I think she's Starry Blue Sky on Twitter, told me about a book called Letting Go of the Camera, Essays on Photography and the Creative Life. And she said, whilst it's aimed at photography, it also has much more general relevance too. I did look for this on Amazon, but in the UK it's not available. And it seems it's on Amazon.com. It's about $40. But you might well be able to find it on A-Books. I often found that out-of-print books are available on A-Books. So that's Letting Go of the Camera, Essays on Photography and the Creative Life by Brooks Jensen, which I'm afraid I can't tell you very much about, apart from the fact it's been recommended to me. Fourthly, Roberto Palmeiro, that's Roberto and then Palmero on Twitter, told me about a book called The War of Art, Breaking Through the Blocks and Win, which is a book, again, about keeping going, the thing going. I suppose it's a little bit like the Art of Fear book that I was talking about briefly last week. This is written by Stephen Pressfield, and it is available on Amazon.co.uk and presumably Amazon.com as well. Okay, let me just check how I'm doing for time. I'm waffling here. I'm almost out of time, but I just want to the final book I want to mention. On Friday, I was talking about Dan Price's journals, and I'm a huge, huge Dan Price fan. And when I was looking through my studio bookshelves, I found a little book that he's also written called How to Make a Journal of Your Life. And if you're interested in journaling and drawing, I would definitely recommend getting hold of it. He kind of talks you through and inspires you how to have ways to make a journal. He uses photography and drawing and beautiful writing. And I'd like to encourage everybody to record their life, because everybody's life is exciting and interesting. Okay, I'm almost out of time. I shall be back tomorrow with a little bit more. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.